When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Boy,
what you're about to hear is a clip from our latest installment of The Rental, which finds your Halloweenies running from Angus Scrimm as they discuss Phantasm for its 45th anniversary. So, how do you hear the full thing? Become a member of our Patreon, The Rewind. You can find the link in the description of this episode, or you can visit www.patreon.com/Halloweeniespod. Hope to see you there so we can give you one more scare.
Yeah.
And it was an accessible franchise to become a fan of because it really was a cult film. And I still think it is one of the few cult horror titles that are out there. And I want to get into that a little bit later. But yeah, this is one that I love in the same way that you do, Adam. It's just it's one of those things that's it's so intrinsically tied to the neighborhoods, the foliage, running around them and riding around on bikes and stuff like that. And I'm excited to talk about it. So before we do, though, I really wanted to go around real quick and try to give your 3-4 sentence synopsis for Phantasm. We'll start with Wolfman. You want to go first? You want to try this?
Give me a minute.
Okay. Who wants to go first? Who's ready to go first?
Oh, man. All right. A boy who's traumatized by a recent death discovers that there might be more going on in the mortuary. I don't know. You literally, like, it's just the whole movie's like, you get that hook of troubled kid and something's going on in the spooky place in town. Like, it's so great, like, how simple it is. I mean, because I don't know how you felt. When I was a kid, it made more sense.
It did.
Like, now that I'm older, it seems more surreal to me. I don't know.
Let's save that for sure, because I want to get into that.
We'll get there later.
Yeah, I love that take. Caffrey, do you got one?
All right, so I'm trying to think of a way to cover the plot points. A young boy and his two adult friends. No, hold on. Let me start over.
Yeah. Ooh.
A younger boy, his older brother, and their friend Reggie tried to uncover the mystery of their friend's recent death, and in the process encounter an imposing otherworldly being named the Tall Man and his cadre of dwarf zombies. Are we going the whole plot?
I think you've covered a lot there. I'm getting the VHS tape. Like, that's
I've got a different take.
Oh. I think the dealing with death and grief is important, though. Like Adam was saying, mine was more plot driven than thematically driven.
Well, you'll see when we get to the synopses of his other films that I have listed here, because you'll see the hooks there. But Mac, tell us yours.
This is my A24 pitch. Two brothers and friends deal with the trauma of losing their parents as said trauma manifests in the corners of the things that scare them the most. Tall men, cemeteries, and running out of ice cream.
Ooh, that's a great one. That's like a one that you'd think that would be official, to be honest with you. I've got one. Boys, bikes, and balls. Come see 1979's Phantasm, the directorial breakthrough of Don Coscarelli, with all the thrills, chills, and spills, now featuring extra minutes and DVD special features. That's what I would try to imagine what was probably in the back of the DVD box when I had it. But let's really see what I think we all had some great takes here, but I think we should really see what the official one says on the back of the box.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history,
Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.